This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Exiled Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya has called the situation in her country absolutely unacceptable. She's pleading for international pressure to dislodge embattled President Alexander Lukashenko. In a virtual appearance before the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe Tuesday, Tsikhanouskaya urged international pressure, including sanctions on Lukashenko and his government. She added an appeal on behalf of Belarusians currently undergoing mass detentions, beatings at the hands of security forces, and forced disappearances. "I refuse to accept that this is the fate of my country," she said. "I refuse, as do millions of Belarusians, to accept that the world will simply stand and watch." Tsikhanouskaya ran against Lukashenko in an August 9th election that the opposition says was rigged. She fled to Lithuania days later amid massive protests and rumors she had been slated for arrest. The Afghan province of Panjshir has come under attack for the first time in two decades of conflict after several members of the Taliban kidnapped local citizens on Tuesday. Residents say they have taken up arms to help Afghan security forces. Provincial officials say the militants took over several Afghan security force outposts in the Afshar district. A district official told VOA that about 60 militants came from the neighboring province of Nuristan. The official accused the Taliban of taking a number of villagers hostage and holding them in a mosque. Tuesday's attack in Panjshir also comes at a time when all sides are anticipating talks to start between the Taliban and a team approved by the Afghan government. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Negotiators on both sides of the English Channel say this week is the moment of reckoning for a post-Brexit trade deal between the European Union and Britain. But with talks entering their eighth round today and Prime Minister Boris Johnson threatening to abandon talks if no deal is reached by October 15th, possibilities growing that Britain and Europe will have to soldier on with no deal between them. Analysts say that could poison relations between Britain and its near neighbors for years. As it is, each side has accused the other of negotiating in bad faith about Britain's future relationship with the 27-nation European bloc. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's chief Brexit negotiator, David Frost, has said there needs to be more realism from Brussels about Britain's status as an independent country. Meanwhile, aides of the EU's top negotiator, Michael Barnier, warned that Europe's patience is wearing thin. U.S. House Democrats said Tuesday they will investigate whether Postmaster General Louis DeJoy encouraged employees at his former business to make campaign contributions to Republican candidates and then reimburse them in the guise of bonuses, a move that violates campaign finance laws. Five people who worked for DeJoy's former company, New Breed Logistics, told the Washington Post they were urged by DeJoy or his aides to write checks and attend fundraisers at his mansion in Greensboro, North Carolina. Two former employees told the newspaper that DeJoy would later give bigger bonuses to reimburse for the contributions. It is illegal to reimburse employees for political donations as a way of avoiding U.S. federal campaign contribution limits. President Donald Trump said Monday that DeJoy, a major donor to Mr. Trump and other Republicans, should lose his job if campaign finance irregularities are uncovered. DeJoy already faces unrelated scrutiny from Congress for U.S. Postal Service changes that some fear will slow delivery of mail-in ballots for the November 3rd elections. The U.S. war against global terrorism has displaced as many as 59 million people since 2001. That's according to a new report released Tuesday by Brown University. The report says between 37 million and 59 million people in eight countries in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East have fled their homes in what it calls the eight most violent wars the U.S. military has launched or participated in since September 11, 2001, when the Al-Qaeda terror group attacked the United States. The report shows displacements have risen sharply from the 2019 total of 21 million. The majority of those displaced were from Iraq, with at least 9.2 million. Syria saw the second highest number of displacements, and Afghanistan was third. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.